Christine Gorsden joined UCEM earlier this year and leads our construction management programmes. In this podcast, we will gain an insight on Christine's thoughts on the built environment and how her programmes can support your progression in construction management. Hi, Christine.
Good morning, Andrew.
How are you doing?
I'm good. Thank you for asking.
Good stuff. So just to begin with, can I ask what inspired you to work in the built environment?
I wanted to be part of the built environment from a very early age, quite seriously, preschool. So from the age of about 3 or 4, I was really interested in buildings, most particularly the proportions and architecture of buildings. I was always drawing, technical drawing, with a set square and a ruler. Albeit, I rather obviously had limited knowledge of the various career options that were out there, and I thought I would be best suited to becoming an architect. As my career progressed, and note I was a part-time student, I studied architecture, building surveying, and construction management. And very soon, I realised my personal skill sets were probably best suited to construction management. I was a good leader, a good communicator, and I was particularly good at organising people and projects.
Yeah, very early age. I think that's the earliest I've ever heard when speaking to a colleague. And I think James Ritson, he said he was fascinated by drawings and buildings from a very early age as well. So right. So perhaps you tie on that front.
Yes, quite likely.
but a huge amount of experience which you've touched upon there, and trying a lot of the different disciplines across the built environment before settling on construction management. So when we discussed a theme for this podcast, you suggested you would like to talk about the wider impact of the built environment. So can you elaborate on this? And clearly the sector is not just bricks and mortar. So how wide is the impact of the sector on our everyday lives?
Thank you, Andrew. I'm more than happy to do that. If you think about the wider impact of our quite literal built environment, it impacts almost every aspect of our world. Quite literally, the built environment provides the assets within which we work, rest and play, and all of the infrastructure that assists us in travelling between those assets. The built environment has a huge impact on the economy, providing employment, an impact on society, impacting the health, safety and well-being of us all, and the environment, seeking to preserve all that is beneficial within both the built and natural world. And those comments aren't restricted to the UK. That is a worldwide impact.
It's that environment piece, which I think is another thing which we spoke about before. And, you know, the need to be sustainable is a priority for every sector. So how well do you think the built environment has dealt with sustainability? And in what ways are companies being more sustainable?
Sustainability, I think we're all quite aware now, it's much more than simply the better resourcing of materials. And of course, that is important in the preservation of natural resources, and as we always quote, for future generations. But it's also very much about enhancing our health and well-being, also the preservation of our history, the aesthetics and the maintenance of existing assets. Companies have a direction. They have a direction to follow by virtue of legislation and our greater and wider understanding of corporate social responsibility. Again, those impacts that are particular to the economy, society and the wider environment.
You mentioned, like I say, going back again to the very beginning, what sort of appealed to you from a very young age about working in the built environment. So clearly it's been something which has gone through your whole life in terms of having that interest and link to the sector. It's great, obviously, that more companies are taking sustainability seriously as well. And you've also touched upon just how wide the impact of the sector is throughout everything. So what would you say are the best aspects of working in the built environment?
Probably following a similar theme in terms of the wideness of the impact of the built environment. The built environment, and this is a statement that the CIOB, my professional body, always make, the built environment comprises a broad church. We encompass so many perspectives of the environment and society. And if you are looking at a future within the built environment, a future career, you have so many options. You can choose to specialise. You can choose to specialise in new build projects or particular to the maintenance of existing assets. Likewise, you can choose to specialise particular to different building types, so schools, homes, hospitals or stadia, for example, or you can specialise in infrastructure, roads, bridges and railways. It's all encompassed by the built environment. You can be employed by clients, designers, consultants or contractors. You can be site-based, you can be office-based, and quite likely the majority of personnel are combining both environments. Best of all, and this is really, really key to our built environment, you are part of a team. Sometimes a substantive team, sometimes you might be part of an SME and quite a minute team. You're also contributing to a lasting legacy. You're building something or you're looking after, maintaining an asset, and that asset will be in occupation or in use for decades to follow. And just think further forward, if you're considering a career in the built environment today, that satisfaction of seeing people using an asset you've actually helped to deliver.
So there you have it. You've got the variety, as you mentioned there. It's the team building which you have and, you know, working as part of a team to deliver something which you can tangibly see. And as you say, the lasting legacy. I mean, I think some really important USPs about working in the built environment. And yeah, I think there is just so much you can sink your teeth into.
I don't think one factor supersedes another. I think they're all equally important because you gain so much. But if you do a professional job, if you are professional in terms of your undertaking and what you deliver, you provide that really excellent legacy for other people. So it's a several way process, if you like.
And that would clearly give a lot of job satisfaction to see. We always like to see the products of our work. And yeah, there's probably no better end result than actually seeing a building or site created through your work.
Yeah, and you can, I think the word that you used was tangible. You can see something physical, and that's not to say the built environment is not without challenges. There are some really substantive challenges, but there's a huge amount of satisfaction that you can derive from managing those challenges, most definitely.
As mentioned at the top, you joined UCM this year to lead on our construction management programme. So if you've listened a bit to the podcast already and you're thinking, yeah, construction management might be the one for me, just to give a little flavour of the two programmes which you lead upon, what do students study on them?
Students study, rather obviously, a complete mix of subjects. They have to study core subjects, particular to the construction of buildings, particular to the building process and the procurement of various specialist parties who come together and form that team. They need to understand the science and the use of materials, how design as a process is undertaken, and quite critical, the costs of undertaking all of these deliverables. Concurrent, there are some other subjects that students need to take on board for their wider understanding and application. And these are subjects like law, economics, the management and leadership of people. And there are very specific modules which address these subjects too. But those subjects, those extra over subjects, if you like, they're always taught very specifically within the context of the built environment, so students can relate to those subjects. And what our modules at UCM do, and that's not to say nowhere else does, but UCM modules provide students with academic theory together with best practice as is currently adopted by industry. What we seek to do is we enable our students to explore, to research, and to apply their own knowledge as their studies progress. And it's quite critical to note that the vast majority of tutors, module leaders within UCM, they all have a plethora of live practical experience. So we teach you the theory, but we enable students to apply that theory to, as close as we can get, real-life scenarios.
I think what you've mentioned there, the experience which our tutors, including yourself, have, is a real selling point, essentially, of what we do. And that leads us nicely into our final question, which you've mentioned there, what is studied across both the BSc Honours Construction Management Programme and the MSc Construction Management Programme? But why do you think people should study on either of those two programmes?
If you are able to attain a qualification in the built environment, and we're talking very specifically about construction management today, I've referenced that broad church, and what that qualification will give to you is a plethora of career opportunities. And when I earlier referenced sustainability and corporate social responsibility, and I said this isn't UK-centric, this is international, and those career opportunities today, particular to construction management, are worldwide. We have students who are studying from an international location, and those career potentials are, as I say, worldwide. What UCM very particularly enables is the facility for students to study and work concurrent. And I have personal experience of that myself, being the part-time student. I am actually alumni of UCM, but I hasten to add that was before we ever entered into a virtual world. But if you're studying and working concurrent, my view is you are experiencing the best of both worlds. And again, I would reiterate that the tutors are there to assist, to support you on or as part of that journey. And we also have a substantive number of support teams. It's not necessarily all about the subject focus. It's about your understanding in terms of the academic needs as well. So you have support at every single level. And obviously, as you step through the different levels in terms of be it the undergraduate or the postgraduate qualification, we quite literally build on those foundations of knowledge.
Well, thank you very much. I think it's the vocational aspect. So if you are wanting to begin or boost your career in the built environment, and in particular construction management, that's what we're discussing here. And then obviously our programmes enable you to make that next step. And that's what you touched upon, but also the support aspect of the various teams which we do have to help you sort of every step of the way. And I've learned something about you there, Christine, because I didn't know you were an alumna of ours. And
It was a very long time ago, long before we became a university and when we were physically attached to Reading University. So in that traditional correspondence mode, I used UCM when I undertook my RICS building surveying qualifications. And so over 3 years, I paid for the correspondence notes. And whilst it wasn't quite literally in the summer, but every year I did a summer school as part of the UCM deliverables. So yeah, and I have some really fond memories of that learning. And I also need to say I passed every single stage of the RICS exam. So what UCM delivered to me, or CEM as they were, was obviously successful in my own right.
Well, very glad to hear that. And yeah, you were along with our real estate tutors, David Hunt and David Hurahan, join our list of tutors who are alumni.
And yes, always good to know.
And glad that, yeah, they were successful studies, and also just adds that element of empathy with our students having gone through that similar process, albeit I know back then it was before, I believe, 2013, generally it was paper yes. postal based. We do keep down the postal costs a bit now, but with the online delivery, that's something. Yeah, save a few trees.
I think it's quite important when students say or try to say, you don't understand the struggle I have. I'm studying, I'm working, I've got a home life. Believe me, we do understand. We've been through that learning curve ourselves, most definitely. Mm. But it's well worth that personal challenge and effort. That's my best advice.
And that's so important. And I think will be a source of comfort to any students as well, to know that you have been through the same thing. And generally, most of our tutors have experience of studying whilst working as well.
So, yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
So it can be done, and yeah, definitely will help you in your careers. So thank you for your time, Christine. If you've listened to this and you would like to find out more about our construction management programmes, then head to the menu on our website and select undergraduate for the BSc and postgraduate for the MSc. Thanks for listening.